We want the people of Louisiana to have food during this time, and so we are announcing today that those SNAP recipients that are not at the maximum that they are allowed will be put to the maximum. This will automatically be loaded on their cards. They don't have to do anything to receive this. Only about 47% of the Louisiana households are receiving their maximum benefit. So this is really helping 63% of our families get to the maximum level. Again, they don't have to do anything. This will be loaded on their cards automatically. It will be loaded tomorrow night for the March benefits, and then it will be loaded again in April on April 17th for the April benefits. We have also, during this time, temporarily waived the redeterminations that people, every 6 months, you have to be redetermined to get your SNAP benefits. That has been waived for right now. You don't have to do anything. Your benefits will automatically come to you in March and April, just the way they always have. You do not have to call or email or text or worry about that. If you are a current SNAP recipient, that will automatically be loaded, and that time frame will be waived. We're not doing interviews right now either, so you don't have to worry about doing an interview for SNAP recipients. We have tried to eliminate every deadline that we possibly could to make this process easier. We have also suspended the work requirements. You know, there is some population that receive benefits that have to work a certain amount of time in order to be eligible for those benefits. That has also been waived. So that's not true for that population that many of you know as the able-bodied adults without dependents. The ABOD population does not have to honor a work requirement right now. The call center right now is at limited capacity. We are having about 3.5 times the normal amount of SNAP applications as we do, so the very best way to get information is go to the website dcfs.la.gov/getsnap. That is the easiest and best way to go, or you can text GETSNAP to 898-211. So either of those ways will get you into the application or the application process. If you are already a SNAP recipient, you know how to sign on to the CAFE portal, and you can just do that, and that will give you all the information. So there's a long call wait time right now at the call center, so it will be easier for you just to go straight through those electronic measures to get that information. So with that, the